From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm Maureen McCollum. It's been 20 years since the La Crosse School District opened two new elementary schools, Northwoods and Southern Bluffs. Voters are being asked to approve a $15.7 million referendum in November that would allow the school district to build a new elementary school on the city's north side. If approved, the school district would build a new school where Franklin Elementary currently sits and close Roosevelt Elementary School. Two similar referendums have failed since 2004. Wisconsin Public Radio's Steve Roysom talked with La Crosse School Board President Connie Troyanek and Superintendent Randy Nelson about the referendum.
The opportunity to look at a new school on the north side is something that's not new. As a matter of fact, I think in 2004, 2008, similar but not the same questions have been asked about a new school on the north side. And what really rests, the issue that we really have with the school as it currently exists, especially the Franklin campus, is that that particular school, which was built in 1955, was made of Sheffield brick and tile, which really came down in history. At the time, it was something very popular, but has in turn become something that's considered inferior in terms of its construction. As a matter of fact, because there had been a few buildings made of Sheffield tile across the nation, school buildings especially, that actually had failed, catastrophic failures, the school board of, here in La Crosse in, I think, 1985, reinforced that building with steel beams to ensure that a catastrophic event of that nature couldn't happen. So it's a safe building for our students to be in, but it's really not ideal. That's also coupled with the fact that the voters in 2008 did very generously support a safety, security, and HVAC, heating, ventilating, air conditioning referendum, so that the school board could retrofit all of our buildings, or as many as possible, with safety and security upgrades, as well as heating, ventilating, and air conditioning. And that was started 4 years ago, and the board has been very prudent and very thoughtful about moving things forward in terms of getting this, especially the air conditioning systems in all of our buildings. As a matter of fact, all of our buildings are accounted for now, except for the Franklin campus and the Roosevelt campus. And so I think what's really happening here is they've asked the question in 2004, asked the question in 2008, and I think the real issue here is before the board were to decide to put HVAC systems in these two buildings, Franklin and Roosevelt, as old as they are, if I may say, the real question to our community is, would it be better use of our dollars right now to build a new school in the same site of the Franklin building right now and consolidate those two schools into one? And that's really the fundamental question and the kind of the drivers that are coming together to make the question and put the question out there.
When was it a decision made to give this another try in 2012? And is it a hard decision to come by given falling short in the past?
One of the reasons that we wanted to put it forward again one more time was, as Mr. Nelson said, we didn't want to go ahead and spend the money on the HVAC systems for the two schools if the community thought a new school would be better. I mean, the two schools are amongst our oldest schools. Franklin School is, there are sagging walls, sagging floors. It's safe, but it's not really conducive to good education. It's not a real friendly environment in the school. And so we wanted to give the community one more chance before we spent the money, because we didn't want them coming back to us in 4 years and saying, you know, we think it's time now to build a new school. And we've put, $2 million worth of HVAC into the buildings. So before we spent the money, we wanted to give the community one more chance to give their opinion.
You'd ask whether this was a really difficult decision, and I think it was. I think it was very well thought out by the school board. As a matter of fact, one of the things that the school board did in advance of this, before just hastily going in to ask the question one more time, one of the things that they did is they conducted a community survey last spring. And in that community survey, the results of that survey came back with pretty compelling data that would suggest, well, we should at least ask the question before we were to decide to go forward and put money into those two older buildings. Let's at least ask the question. I think it was a difficult decision, but I have to also say that the data that came out of the survey was pretty compelling for the board.
More so than in the past?
Much more so than in the past. Mm-hmm. The data that came back on the survey showed the community supported a new school almost 2-1 instead of upgrading with the HVAC. Community showed on the survey, you know, that they preferred building a new school.
Any different strategy this time to pitch the idea?
You know, I think one of the things that's really hitting this time that maybe wasn't in place as this was looked at before. And by the way, as you may remember, for those who have been involved in 2004, 2008, the question that was asked was very, very narrowly defeated, very, very, very close. But one of the things that's a little bit different this time, as a result of a really long-term economic downturn that we've all experienced here in Wisconsin and across the nation, is that one of the things that's really bubbled up in the last 2, 3, 4 years is a strong focus on our neighborhoods and on the city of La Crosse, our neighborhoods, our community. And there are significant efforts underway across the city to revitalize neighborhoods. And so one of the questions actually that was posed on the survey was, do you think that a new school can revitalize a community? And 83% of those individuals who responded said, yes, absolutely it can. And I think that's a little bit of an angle this time that maybe wasn't as prevalent 4 years ago and 8 years ago when the question was asked. It really, in as much as it's an investment for our children, it also is an investment for our community, because we know what happens. We really do know what happens when new schools tend to attract a lot of other economic development in the neighborhoods and in those areas.
Connie, when we go to vote on November 6th, exactly what's the question going to be like? What do we need to interpret the question as, so somebody doesn't look at it and go, I'm not quite sure what they're asking?
Basically, it's, you know, does the community want to spend up to $15.7 million to build and equip a new school? We say up to the 15.7 because we don't have a contractor yet. We don't have a design yet. We don't know what the school is going to look like because we thought that was a little presumptuous to go ahead with those things before we even know if the community wants it. But that's the total amount that we would ever spend. And we anticipate having a school that is what they call a green school. So it's good to the environment. And it would utilize a lot of the things that are new out there to make it more sustaining. And that's where some of the money would also go in the 15.7. But we aren't going to spend any more than we have to.
This is Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. We are with La Crosse School Board President Connie Trajanic and School Superintendent Randy Nelson. You said before no plans have really been specified or anything mm-hmm. for a possible school if this passes. Have either of you come across or been part of devising a list of what the school is going to need to have?
What we've done to this point, and it really has been the basis for most of our discussion about a new school, we have worked with architectural firms that we actually have on retainer to help us with other kinds of projects in the district. And we've used their expertise to help us understand, based on today's standards, what does it cost per square foot to build a school that would house 500 to 550 students? That's really the extent to which we've looked at this. We are in the process of working our administrative policies to create a list. Actually, the board, I think 3 years ago, 4 years ago, when they developed their long-term facility plan, made a long list of things that they feel would be very important in any one of our schools, including a new school if one were to ever be built. And they are items that actually address things like instruction and LMC space, and weren't so much about square footage, but were a lot about the kinds of learning spaces that are going to be necessary. One of the things that we really struggle with our current schools is because of the way education has kind of changed here over the last 5, 10, 20 years, we're finding more and more need for us to have smaller group learning spaces, sometimes 1-on-1, sometimes 1-on-5, for instance. And many of our schools, when they were first built, weren't set up that way. It was always set up to be a 1-on-25 or a 1-on-30. And so we're finding ourselves having to retrofit sometimes some of our existing buildings to create smaller places or smaller spaces for instruction to occur. And so I know that that's one of the pieces we want to make sure that a new building would account for. We're looking at a building that would be 500 to 550 150 students. We do anticipate that we would include in that building the Cooley Montessori program, which is now part of the Franklin and Roosevelt program. That particular school within a school, a charter school actually, which is very successful, is in the Roosevelt campus. And so we would be creating space for that. So we are working at this point on some general ideas about the space needed, but really it's the design team. If and when our community would say, yeah, we think it's time, let's get this done, then the next thing that we would put in the process is to hire our architect and then also establish a design team that would take some of these variables about how a building would be designed and how what it would look like, et cetera, and bring together a picture that I think would be very supportive by the community.
What sort of timeline are we looking at if this is approved? How soon until we get a brand new shiny school?
Yeah, you know, I think if there were a yes answer, I think it would be about 18 months, maybe 2 years. I think it's going to take a solid 6 months to plan before we would even break ground. And so I think the earliest we would ever open anything would be the fall of 2014, and it could be mid-year before we might be able to get really open the doors. So sometime in that range.
With two schools down to one school, any concern that people should have about employment, staffing levels? Any concern about that?
Well, you know, there will be some changes to that, but I will say that in 2010, the school board consolidated the boundaries. And when the school board consolidated the boundaries, we went ahead at that point and made some of the staffing connections that would already might be making even if a new school were to be built. For instance, instead of having two principals, we have one principal who's traveling back and forth several times every day between those two schools. In that case, we're glad they're only eight blocks apart. But in other ways, it doesn't make sense to have your schools eight blocks apart from that from other purposes. And so we have made some efficiencies from that staffing standpoint. There will be some outlying kinds of staffing impacts. However, if and when we know that this is going to be a go, we really have a couple of years to really work through this and really focus on this from an attrition standpoint to the extent that we can. That being said, we do believe that if by chance this passes and we have a couple of years to figure out how or what we might do at the Roosevelt campus, because the intent is to take that offline, we do believe that by taking the Roosevelt campus offline at some point, that would save the district about $200,000 per year in operating costs.
What do you do with an old school?
We haven't really decided what we're going to do with the school, and we're looking to the community. We asked on our survey ideas of what they would like to see if the referendum were to pass, what would they like to see happen to Roosevelt? And we got a lot of ideas, but you know, high on the list was a community center, a daycare, a senior center, those type of things. So before we did anything with the school, we would go to the community in that neighborhood and ask, you know, what would they like to see happen with the school?
Talk a bit about that, because when you're surveying people this summer, part of the survey dealt with a new place the entire Northside community could use, and how would that be part of the plan?
Well, I think that one of the survey questions was, do you think that the school district of La Crosse should establish partnerships and create partnerships for a new school? And as I recall, I think that number came back at about 65% of people said, absolutely, that's what you should be doing. We certainly have not ruled out the possibility to partner on a new school at this particular point. But there are so many variables to this, and one of the variables is the extent to which we have space to do something really significant on that site. If you're familiar with where our current Franklin Elementary School sits, you know, this particular proposal would raise the current Franklin Elementary building, build a new building on that block someplace. And so depending on where that is built and how it lays itself out, there's a chance that a huge community center may not be possible just because of space and the parking that might be necessary. And so we haven't ruled anything in. We haven't ruled anything out. It really is going to be something, I think, when we get to our architect, when we sit with our design team, we'll start having conversations with perhaps organizations. I have had some contacts with some organizations that have expressed some interest on either side to talk if and when this were to come to fruition. So I think we'd have some great opportunities to partner. It's just premature yet to determine which and where, just because there are so many variables with the size of the building and what it would take on that space.
This is Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. We are with La Crosse School Board President Connie Trajanic and School Superintendent Randy Nelson. Would a new school kind of be the figurehead of the school district because it's new, represents the future, maybe a possibility of some curriculum changes or focuses. I mean, is there a possibility it could change the identity of the school district?
I don't see it changing the identity of the school district, but I think it's a chance to put some of the new innovative ideas into a school. I mean, it'll be a brand new school. So like I said earlier, it'll be a green school and environmentally friendly, utilizing some of the latest technologies that are out there. It would be great for the North Side community as a whole because, as Randy mentioned earlier, a new school does a lot to revitalize a community. People coming into the town, moving into town, they do look at the outside of buildings, and a brand new school would do wonders for the district as a whole.
How will this impact taxes?
Well, the estimated tax impact on $100,000 of valuation for a home would be about $25 a year, about $2 per month for 20 years. That would be the tax impact.
Is that a bit much?
You know, the longer we wait, if a new school is what's going to happen, the longer we wait, the more it's ever going to be because the cost to do things is going to continue to go up. One of the promising things about doing this now, if this were to be the time to do it, is that the interest rates and our capacity to borrow at this particular point is very favorable. And I think we'll have less of a tax burden from an interest rate perspective on our taxpayers than anything else.
The La Crosse School District recently passed a fairly substantial building referendum that allowed you to remodel or fix the mechanical systems in most of the district's buildings. What is the school district's debt situation, and how would the new school impact that?
The referendum that was passed in 2008 was a referendum for $18.5 million, and that was to work on safety, security upgrades in our buildings, as well as, you mentioned, the mechanical systems in those buildings. We've already begun to pay off that referendum, and again, that's going to be over 20 years. And so we're in good position there and also have very favorable interest rates to do that. As a matter of fact, as I recall, some of the interest rates we were able to garner there was one part of it that was at 0%. So we've been very prudent to find those. In terms of an actual amount that we have left to pay, it's probably close to the $18 million, but it will be spread out over the course of 20 years. So taxpayers have really started already to make the payment on that $18.5 million. I'd also mention that one of the things that the board did for that particular referendum is they also brought from their fund balance about $3 million to help defray some of the expenses. So we've really been able to, between the contribution from the board and the generosity of our community, to really bring about $21.5 million into our schools since 2008 to retrofit with more safety and security upgrades, cameras and door locks and things that were really necessary for us to do, as well as take care of mechanical systems.
Have you read anything that might give us an idea as to the average ideal shelf life for a school from beginning to middle to its ultimate demise? In an ideal world, 20 years, 30 years?
In an ideal world, it'd be longer. Keep in mind when they built Franklin, they used a new product that they thought was a wonder material and turned out to be not so much so. The actual shelf life of Franklin is much lower. But, Roosevelt is 80 years old, and it's still a beautiful-looking school, just old, and some of the materials in it are old. So the building itself lasts longer than probably the insides of it.
Are there any cost savings that either of you have not mentioned when it comes that's involved with taking two elementary schools, bringing it into one?
Actually, I think I'd mentioned earlier that we're estimating that from an operating standpoint, we would be realizing about $200,000 per year in costs if we were to consolidate these two buildings into one. You know, another thing I would mention to you is that one of the things that the board is considering right now is a resolution that that if by chance the voters were to approve this new Northside Elementary School, the school board would suspend their work on the 2008 referendum, which was at $18.5 million. They would not borrow the $2 million that would be necessary to have put the HVAC, the mechanical systems, into those two older buildings because it's not necessary now. We'd be building something new. And so I think that one of the things the board is strongly considering is instead of borrowing to the full 18.5, if the community were to support this, then we'll stop. We'll borrow only the 16.5. We'll save that $2 million there so that while those $2 million cannot be used to build a new school, legally we can't do that because that referendum question was only about existing buildings. So the $2 million wouldn't be able to be used against that school. However, it does have a net impact of reducing from those perspectives.
Why pick a presidential election to try and pass a school building referendum?
Well, actually, we did pick the presidential election time because that's a time when most people do get out and vote. And we wanted as many people in the community to have a say in the referendum as possible. We wanted everybody out there and not just people that were maybe affected by the referendum. We wanted, you know, with a new school. The more people that vote, the better.
What the board looked at was the situation that we have with the buildings, their timelines, and their long-range facility plan, and said, you know, the time really is now. And as opposed to holding a special referendum or a special election, let's do it during the presidential election, because what we do know is there will be a strong turnout, and we want the feedback from as much of our community as possible, whether we're going to move forward or whether we're not going to move forward. Not so much about getting a yes vote. It's a matter of getting feedback from as much of our community as possible. That's the fair thing to do. It's the right thing to do for our board. You know, I think for those people on either side of that, this was a very close vote the last two times it's been done. It failed, I think, by 1% or less both times. And I certainly expect it to be very close again. I really do. But I think that the board is saying, let's do this at a time. We've got all of our as many community members as possible weighing in on this, because we know that at the end we're going to do what the community is telling us to do.
Are we going to see a pitch sort of thing going on in the next month and a half of people knocking on our doors?
Well, not from us. We're going to hold four informational sessions.
There'll be October 18th and 20th, and then October 25th and 27th, and about a one-hour overview of why and an opportunity to answer questions that people may have.
Yeah, there is a video that is being done that is informational also that will be on the school district's cable channel and also will be available on YouTube. And you can always call people on the school board or at the administrative office for information if you have specific questions that you don't think have been answered.
Connie Troyanek is president of the La Crosse School Board. Randy Nelson is the school district's superintendent. They talked with Wisconsin Public Radio's Steve Roysom about a $15.7 million referendum on November's ballot. If approved, the school district would replace Franklin and Roosevelt Elementary Schools on the city's north side, with one new school on the Franklin site. Next week on Newsmakers, we begin a series of election-based forums that will feature Cooley Region candidates running for political office on November 6th. Next Thursday, we'll hear from the candidates in the 94th Assembly District, incumbent Democrat Steve Doyle of Onalaska, and his Republican challenger, Bruce Evers of Holman. Thanks for listening to Newsmakers. From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, I'm Maureen McCullum. Our production team includes John Gatto, Steve Roysom, Mary Meehan Stroop, and our senior news editor and producer, John Davis. To hear archives of this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit our website at wpr.org/lacrosse. In addition to Newsmakers, you'll find archived reports and special series produced by the La Crosse News Bureau. And if you'd like to comment on this week's Newsmakers or have a suggestion for future shows, you'll also find links to our producers and staff. That and more at wpr.org/lacrosse.